Part 1. Markandeya Rishi lives through 6 periods of Manu. This is taken from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, Chapter 8. Sri Shaunaka said, O Sutta, may you live a long life. O saintly one, best of speakers, please continue speaking to us. Indeed, only you can show men the path out of the ignorance in which they are wandering. Authorities say that Markandeya Rishi, the son of Mrikandu, was an exceptionally long-lived sage, who was the only survivor at the end of Lord Brahma's day, when the entire universe was merged in the flood of annihilation. But this same Markandeya Rishi, the foremost descendant of Bhrigu, took birth in my own family during the current day of Lord Brahma, and we have not yet seen any total annihilation in this particular day of Lord Brahma. Also, it is well known that Markandeya, while wandering helplessly in the great ocean of annihilation, saw in those fearful waters a wonderful personality, an infant boy lying alone within the fold of a banyan leaf. O Sutta, I am most bewildered and curious about this great sage, Markandeya Rishi. O great yogi, you are universally accepted as the authority on all the Puranas. Therefore, kindly dispel my confusion. Sutta Goswami replied, O great sage Shaunaka, your very question will help remove everyone's illusion, for it leads to the topics of Lord Narayan, which cleanse away the contamination of this age of Kali. After being purified by his father's performance of the prescribed rituals leading to Markandeya's Brahminical initiation, Markandeya studied the Vedic hymns and strictly observed the regulative principles. He became advanced in austerity and Vedic knowledge and remained a lifelong celibate, appearing most peaceful with his matted hair and clothing made of bark. He furthered his spiritual progress by carrying the mendicant's water pot, staff, sacred thread, brahmachari belt, black deerskin, lotus seed prayer beads, and bundles of kusha grass. At the sacred junctures of the day, he regularly worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead in 5 forms: the sacrificial fire, the sun, his spiritual master, the brahmanas, and the super soul within his heart. Morning and evening he would go out begging, and upon returning he would present all the food he had collected to his spiritual master. Only when his spiritual master invited him would he silently take his one meal of the day. Otherwise, he would fast. Thus devoted to austerity and Vedic study, Markandeya Rishi worshipped the Supreme Master of the senses, the Personality of Godhead, for countless millions of years. And in this way, he conquered unconquerable death himself. Lord Brahma, Bhrigu Muni, Lord Shiva, Prajapati Daksha, the great sons of Lord Brahma, and many others among the human beings, demigods, forefathers, and ghostly spirits, all were astonished by the achievement of Markandeya Rishi. In this way, the devotional mystic Markandeya maintained rigid celibacy through penance, study of the Vedas, and self-discipline. With his mind thus free of all disturbances, he turned it inward and meditated on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who lies beyond the material senses. While the mystic sage thus concentrated his mind by powerful yoga practice, the tremendous period of 6 lifetimes of Manu passed. Lord Brahma's day, consisting of his 12 hours, lasts 4,320,000,000 years, and his night is of the same duration. Markandeya lived throughout one such day and night, and in the following day of Lord Brahma, continued living as the same Markandeya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.